Yesterday afternoon, MedExpress Urgent Care staff celebrated the opening of a new Bentonville location with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. This new medical clinic is the third Northwest Arkansas location for the physician-led, privately owned company. Nationally, MedExpress operates 135 centers across 11 states. MedExpress was founded in 2001, and last year the company served more than 2 million patients. Officials at yesterday's ceremony expressed the desire to be part of the Bentonville community. The first step they took was presenting a $15,000 check to the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County. Jacob Hudson, Chief Professional Officer for the Boys and Girls Club, says the mission of the organization is to enable and inspire youth to realize their full potential through a safe and nurturing environment. He says part of the way they do that is through healthy lifestyle programming.
We serve nearly 4,000 kids in one of our Benton County facilities every year. We have 1,200 kids that participate in our athletic programs. And so we're excited about this partnership and what this program is going to go towards is supporting healthy lifestyles right here in Benton County for our kids, the Boys and Girls Club. So thank you very much on behalf of us, our staff, our board of directors, and more importantly, our kids that we serve every single day. Thank you.
Paul Lagoo, Area Manager of Business Operations for MedExpress, says the company will also give back to the community by offering free flu shots.
And I know that people's thinking, wow, it's 110 degrees outside with the heat index, but Christmas is 120 days away. So winter and the flu bug's right around the corner, so we want to help keep the community very healthy.
While it may seem a little early to receive a flu shot, Troy Steckler, Vice President for Medical Operations at MedExpress, says the Centers for Disease Control recommend becoming vaccinated as soon as the vaccine is available in your community.
We've had years where it's had an early start. Our H1N1, the big H1N1 year started in the summer. So, to prevent that from happening, they'd rather people get vaccinated sooner rather than later.
According to the CDC's website, flu vaccine is produced by private manufacturers, so supply depends on them. For the 2014-2015 season, manufacturers have projected they will provide 154 to 160 million doses of vaccine for the U.S. market. Steckler says the vaccine hasn't changed much in recent years.
The predominance of flu by far has been H1N1 and H3N2. And so the flu vaccine hasn't been altered that much year over year the last 4 or 5 years. The World Health Organization, along with the CDC, come up with the most frequent cultured influenza the previous year, and that's what they based their flu vaccine manufacturing off of. And because the last 4 or 5 years, it's been predominantly those two by far, and the formulation of the flu vaccine hasn't changed much. So getting it early on, you're not going to lose its efficacy by the time you need it.
While the CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older should receive a flu vaccine, the organization says it's especially important for pregnant women, people younger than 5 or 65 years old and older, as well as those with certain medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, and chronic lung disease. MedExpress's Bentonville office, which is located at 1005 Southeast Walton Boulevard, officially opens today. The clinic is offering free flu shots to patients 4 years old and older while supplies last. The clinic's hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. MedExpress accepts most insurances, but insurance isn't required for treatment. More information is available at MedExpress.com. Support for KUAF comes from Greenhouse Grill, featuring a seasonal menu of organic, locally grown produce and all-natural meats, plus organic beer and wines. Live weekly music and full-service catering are available. Located at 481 South School in Fayetteville's Mill District and on the web at greenhousegrill.com.